Vertical Living. Find Your Inner Guru. Be a High Performer with Purpose. By Vidyangi. Narrated by Becky Parker. Produced by Pro Audio Voices. Dedication. I dedicate my book to the superpower in you. Namaste. I bow to that superpower in you. How the book evolved and how to use it. This book started off as a collection of some of my most popular blogs and speeches. It is by no means a self-help or a feel-good book. It is abstract in many ways. The ideas in the book will evolve organically with you every time you read them, because some of the ideas that I share with you are timeless. For instance, the miraculous effects of deep breathing, or the philosophy and power of love. I get my ideas to compose a speech or a blog in the wee hours of the morning, or when I am daydreaming, dancing, when I am in the shower, or when I go off on a long drive and I am in quiet and solitude. I let these ideas marinate inside me for many days and weeks and feel these ideas seep into my perception of reality. These ideas then take over my world and haunt me till I pen them down as blogs and speeches. Writing is like that. It is a flow that cannot be stopped, even if you have to interrupt a meal or forget about sleep. The thoughts absolutely must collide with paper. This book is my way of looking at the world, but I am also playing conduit to some of the greatest thinkers and people who have landscaped the field of medicine, art, philosophy, mathematics, and physics. I hope you like my view of the world as I stand on the shoulders of these stalwarts and share my visions with you. But feel free to disagree with me and go off on your own journey of creative ideas. My efforts will be victorious if, after reading my book, you make a shift in ideas in your life towards progress, towards expanding your reach towards the impossible. They call it moonshot thinking. I call it living in an awakened state. Once you complete reading the book, you will realize both these references somehow intersect. Believe me, this realization will feel like a blooming, a rising, and an awakening that was long waiting to happen. I introduce terms like vertical living, inner guru, higher intelligence, and high performer, and redefine them the way I see them. When you read through chapters 1, 3, and 7, you will be able to grasp these dimensions of my world. Every chapter can be read as a standalone. However, it is of prime importance to understand the concepts of vertical living, inner guru, high performer, and higher intelligence. They are central to the theme of the book. They need to be understood, just as they have been explained in the book, because I use these terms differently, the way I see them. There is no other reference to these terms as defined here, outside of this book. For the rest of the terms, use the book's glossary or Google the references supplied. This book was seeded in me, waiting to be expressed for a long time now. Even as a child, I had always strongly sensed that there was a burning need for realization of creativity, happiness and fulfillment waiting to be addressed. As an adult, I watched the world evolve into a materialistic and technology-driven society, and I realized that this need was growing day by day, by leaps and bounds. I felt a lack of compassion, genuineness, energy, and awakening in most people I met. I loathed myself for being half asleep, and not seeing the grandeur and largesse that life had to offer. I detested the way I had half-lived my life all the time without enjoying the subtleties in beauty, love, and compassion that life exudes. With this book, I have tried to tackle this sleepy and limited view of the world and cajole my readers into living a much awakened, vibrant, fulfilled life.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?